Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawbona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings. And may peace be upon you all.
Viata, your host, and I'm going to play that one more time because I tune in to Facebook late, and I just want to make sure we get the words and the rhythm before we get started on this very important program tonight. The words and the rhythm bring us together. So much division, so much division. We got to come together with unity. So let's try Becca Shea one more time. Bring us together. Unity.
And heads, let us hunt some people for all time. From every tribe and language, people, every nation. Where warriors are falling, there's a resurrection coming.
It is your time to rise and shine.
Oh, wake up, you sleeping giants. Oh, love and justice are being here.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Drum beat getting my heart going, my heart faster, and my mind going, stimulating my mind. Go, 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 go. Thank you. Thank you for joining me this evening on Facebook Live and in the Blog Talk Radio studio. We're in two studios every Sunday night, the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio studio and the Soul Purpose Healing, because this is an important message we want to get out every Sunday night, Soul Purpose Healing. I've been doing this now for almost 7 years, faithfully every Sunday, and in the past, I think I was doing it twice a week, but I was doing it half hour in the past. Now we're up to 2 hours. So give thanks. I give thanks for giving me the energy, the spirit, the desire to come to you every Sunday night and share my experience with you, walking in wisdom, walking in knowledge, walking in power, changing the perspective, changing our point of view, changing our belief system. You know, this journey is really about changing our belief system day to day to day, because truth is always evolving and changing. So what I believed like 5 years ago, 7 years, 10 years ago, 20 years ago has changed drastically. And how do those changes come about when circumstances like we are in today, for instance, that are dividing us so much on knowledge that we thought was just so practical and so given? This temple, this body we live in, the human body, the capability that our bodies have to do certain things like raise your hands and shout hallelujah and talk and walk and dream and all that, we take those for granted, but yet there are people who don't even trust this body to do certain things like protect them and build their and have and develop their immune system. There are lots of people on the planet who are so divided, I think simply because they don't trust the Creator's love inside of them that put them in the womb of their mother to give them all that they needed to survive on this earth. My brother Elitam Elamim, a Brazilian, is walking around in India barefoot with just a backpack for months and months and months. He's been doing this. And we think we need a two-car garage and a big house and a TV and material and all and 12 outfits and 12 pairs of shoes. And we have such a wide spectrum of beliefs and needs and values that it is dividing us. It is really dividing us. So tonight, we're going to look at history to help us simplify our life. We're going to look at some very important history that a lot of people are unaware of, the Operation Paperclip. This is so significant that as this came to me in the last few days, I usually don't even prepare these shows until either a day before, sometimes the morning of on Sunday morning, because I'm so anxious, so waiting to hear from Spirit about what is the most important topic I should cover. With all the topics that we have before us, all the news items, all the knowledge, there's so many things that I could cover on this show that would educate, that would inform, that would hopefully enlighten and inspire. But I wait until I have a sign or something that just clicks in my mind and my spirit and my gut that says, this is what we need to talk about tonight. And so Operation Paperclip came to me as I was watching an interview, a YouTube interview. Some people don't even like interview as a source of anything. They're like, oh, that's false. That's conspiracy theory. Everything on YouTube is conspiracy theory. So I look at that as information, and then I confirm it with the spirit of the Most High in me and the spirit of the angels and the messengers and animals around me. There's so many animal messages that we can pay attention to confirm our spirit speaking to us or the Creator's love speaking to us if we're paying attention. So I was listening to something about the Operation Paperclip that came to my mind. I said, why is that coming to my mind? So I listened to an interview, and I heard her speak a name and the word vaccine, and I thought, vaccine? Back in 1943, somebody was doing something with vaccine. Well, yeah, vaccines have been around for ages, for long periods of time, if you look up the history of it, and smallpox and measles and all that. But this particular the video got my attention because of the person that was brought up in the video and how he was related to the Nazis and this Operation Paperclip. So we're going to get into that tonight, but first I want to play Dr. Mumbai's, one of her latest videos about death, because this relates to the vaccines. We're seeing a lot of deaths that are not being reported. And so those of us who are seeing those deaths are really concerned about people who are injecting this stuff in their bodies, and yet we're seeing the side, one of the side effects is death. So Dr. Mumbai talks about death on one of these, her video, The Truth About Death and Dying That's Been Hidden From You. And she goes into other topics that caught my attention. So Dr. Mumbai lives in Kenya at the foothill of the Kenya Mountains, I believe. I love to bring in her perspective because we are a global family here. We're a global family. We have people watching all over the world. And I appreciate so much Dr. Mumbai's perspective from Africa. And I play people from Germany or whatever, but her perspective is very interesting to me. I had someone say, well, she works for the United Nations and you really shouldn't be listening to her. It's up to you to decide if what this person is saying resonates with your own intuition, your own mind, your own gut feeling. And I like her words and her message. So I want to share her message with you tonight as a start for this show tonight on Operation Paperclip. If you don't know what this is, you need to know, and you're going to know by the end of this show. And I hope you'll share it with others because it's important to know what went on with Operation Paperclip with the patriarchal, his story energy. And that's what it's all about. His story and the patriarchal energy is all in Operation Paperclip. And we're going to bring it to a her story solution tonight, because that's the only way we're going to survive, is to bring in the goddess energy, the her story, not history, because history is effed up for sure. Oh, my goodness. And there's so many choices and decisions that were made that are now affecting us big time. So I want to share Dr. Mumbai, a female energy perspective, for you to decide, is this relevant for this journey that we're in? Is it relevant for this battle that we're in? What do you think? Dr. Mumbai speaks. Let's listen to her perspective and gather some conclusions and some foundation about moving forward with her history of Operation Paperclip, a very, very significant event that spiritually is affecting all of us now. Even though it happened in 1946, I really have been told and given the message, this is affecting us today, and we need to act on it with her story. So let's start with her story, Dr. Mumbai in Kenya.
To all the dispossessed youth of Africa, for perpetuation of communion with ancestral spirits, to the fight for African freedom. And in the firm faith that the dead, the living, and the unborn will unite to build the destroyed shrine.
Hello and welcome, beloveds, to another episode of Wake Up Africa. My name is Dr. Mumbi Saraki. How are you doing? How's everything going? I really do pray that you are well in all your ways, beloveds, and that you're moving into living life truly on your own terms, in your own over inner and understanding, because what we're facing right now is a crazy mental onslaught of a dying system. And so they're throwing everything at our minds to kind of make you to fall in line with their agenda and then trap you, you know, for another couple thousand years, literally to entrap your soul into, you know, a false prison matrix, when there is so much more beyond the limitation and the prison yard of our brains, you know, but those are definitely stories for other days. One of the things I really wanted to get into is the truth about death. What is death? How should we look at death, et cetera, et cetera? But before I do that, special shout out to my Patreon family. Thank you so much for supporting the channel and enabling us to continue to bring, you know, the spiritual messages and help, you know, to kind of bring us all on the same page. I really appreciate love everyone that likes and subscribes and shares the videos and also the comments, you know, when I see people saying that they're on the same page, this is a confirmation. Because what I'm saying should be either a key or a confirmation to you. It should be a resonation if we're on the same path and if we are part of the same soul family. Because right now there is a gathering. There are many of us that have come from our various nations to help our collective to make it across the line. So, and the way you know is if this message resonates with you, then we're part of the soul, same soul family. If it doesn't, then probably we're not. And you should just keep it moving because it's so important for you to connect with yours. But those are definitely stories. Well, these are the stories for other days. That's what I need to start saying. And so, you know, I've been receiving a few scientific, you know, articles from our family, talking about how now Babylon says that they can actually reactivate a dead brain. And so they're moving more into be able to, you know, do a resurrection or be able to bring people back to life. That's where they're saying this technology will go. And you should know that any technology that Babylon is showing you right now is like 50 years behind. They're way beyond this. Clones are real. They walk among us. There are many who have literally, you know, I believe there's many souls that have taken over, you know, bodies of weak beings, because this whole matrix system, the whole manipulation, the whole psyop, the whole MK Ultra has been about, you know, weakening your spirit, weakening the connection between your spirit and your mind so that you can be pushed out of this vessel and a lower vibing being who knows who they are and is here on a destruction agenda can literally take over your body. So we have to really, really understand what this life is about. Otherwise, we'll be duped. And we could just allow a demon to take over the vessel of a loved one because we don't understand and understand what death is. First and foremost, we have to recognize that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. This is a vessel. This is not Mumbi. This is Mumbi's vehicle to get around and achieve, you know, and do a few things here and there. And so if I recognize we have to start creating that relationship and understanding that and making that a reality to ourselves, that this is just a vessel. It's the most magnificent vessel. It's beyond, you know. The biotech in this vessel is absolutely amazing, but it is a vessel. I am beyond my body. But I respect and honor my body because it gives me, you know, a presence here that is absolutely, unique at such a time as this. So when we recognize that we are spiritual beings having a human experience, we have to start seeing all our loved ones in the same light, beloved. Because what we're going to witness now, unfortunately, what many are witnessing is that, you know, with this whole global pandemic and everything that's going on, and literally what it's done is it's halted the health system. So people who had underlying issues, unfortunately, are finding it harder to survive, is that many people are actually burying loved ones at such a time as this. And so if you don't start to over in and understand what life is, what death is, then you'll be tricked into, you know, you first of all, so you'll lose so much energy and power when you should be receiving energy. Whenever a loved one passes on into the realm of the ancestors, they leave us so many gifts and so much power. You know, they bestow upon us the power that they came in with, and we can continue, you know, it boosts us, and we can continue to carry that flame, that fire, you know, that spear forward. And so we really have to start connecting with our nearest and dearest, with our loved ones on a spiritual level. We have to start really connecting them and seeing them as spiritual beings as well, which means having those deeper connect, you know, conversations, exploring, you know, the new life, the new earth, the new experience, nature, et cetera, because now many of the chosen ones and many of the the ones who are awakened are literally building their own little home or, you know, preparing for next, et cetera, et cetera. So taking that journey and starting to go deeper with those that you love so that you go beyond the physical and what you see physically to spiritually. And you can also try and contact them spiritually, you know, in the dream state, et cetera, et cetera. Those are like conversations I'll definitely get into in the future. But I think it's very, very important to understand that, you know, the spirit, that's why resurrection is real.
Resurrection.
Break. We'll be right back. Welcome back, beloved, to the Dr. Mumbi Show. My name is Dr. Mumbi Seraki with Wake Up Africa. You know, there's so much that's happening, scientific discoveries, et cetera, et cetera. And someone sent me an article recently which was talking about how they have now discovered how to, you know, bring the brain back to life, bring a dead brain back to life, et cetera, with electronics. And
so that message is for those who are awake and who understand, I think, the difference between family and relatives. Are you distinguishing these days between who's your family and who are your relatives? Because I am having to make that clear in my own mind, who is my family and who are my relatives, so that I don't get resentful or bitter or any low vibrating emotions when people are choosing to make decisions that go against the spirit of the Most High's love, compassion, and wisdom. And we're seeing that today because we're in a spiritual battle. And just as she said, death, we need to really understand death if we're not going to get sad about it. Every time someone dies and I hear, oh, that's so sad. We're going to see so many deaths. We're going to, oh, that's so sad. We're going to be in a sad state if we keep responding, oh, that's so sad, that's so sad, that's so sad, it really is sad. No, I'm at the state now. It's a reward. It's a good thing when people's soul choose to leave their vessel and move on to the next adventure that they need to take part in. And that's what we're seeing a lot of so much lately, the death of relatives and the death of people we've known or even people we don't know. Because the media is full of information for the last year about how many souls are leaving their bodies, and they're trying to scare us with that information. And that's why we need to look at Operation Paperclip tonight, because that should be scary to us, what they have done in this country and what they did in the Holocaust and the Trail of Tears. We want to compare not just the Holocaust, which the Operation Paperclips relate to that journey, that experience, that horrible time in our history, his story. But it also can, in the spiritual sense, we can think about the Trail of Tears in this country where hundreds of thousands of Native Americans were slaughtered by American soldiers along the trail, what's called the Trail of Tears. So today we want to really get into her story, the solution to the his story, the male patriarchal system of war and killing and destruction agenda. That's where we are today, in my opinion. We're in a period of division and a destructive agenda that wants to take the souls out of that wants to move souls out of these vessels so that more people can have control of the ones who remain. And that's what my belief is right now. And so we're going to talk about the Operation Paperclip because 1946, 43, 44, 45, 46, that was a time of World War II when Hitler was on the scene, the Nazis were on the scene, Jewish people and people of color were being slaughtered all over in Europe mostly. And we now can look back on that because of the Information Act, the Freedom of Information Act. Many people did some research to find out what the heck went on back then that we missed. What did we miss back then after World War II? That's the issue of Operation Paperclip. We missed something with this whole war theme. And we've had his story of violence and bomb dropping and murder and violence and killing and destruction that needs to end. And we are the ones we've been waiting for to end it. The herstory, the men, especially those men out there who are balanced in their female-male energy. It's these men with this testosterone-heavy vessel that are not thinking clearly. And that's when she talks about the reactivating a dead brain, that's what we're looking at spiritually right now, is reactivating some of these dead brains of male persons that are not awoken in their goddess female energy. And that doesn't mean they have to be gay. It doesn't mean they have to walk around singing and dancing and acting very feminine. It means they can make decisions and discern what the changes are needed to help us get out of this history patriarchal system of kill, burn, and death, destructive behavior. And that's what we've been looking at. And this country has looked at scientists and put them on a platter, on a platform. They have been exalted over the years. Scientists have been exalted over the shamans and the medicine people. We have exalted these, quote, medical MDs, medical doctors. We've exalted these people and say, well, they know best and we don't know anything and we just need to follow the white coats. And it's time for a change. If this last year hasn't awakened you to say there's a change needed and we can no longer go back to the old way of doing things, this whole pandemic, plandemic, is a divine reset to help us get out of this old paradigm of trust your doctor, trust whatever he says, and especially trust scientists because they know best. Scientists know what's best. They've been studying this for years. They tell us what we need to do, and we need to trust them, right? So this Operation Paperclip, as we're going to hear, is a matter of who do you trust? We had people trusting in 1940s men to put them in a safe place. We have people trusting right now for a safe and effective injection, and they're dying, like falling all over the place, dying, losing their vessel, is being put in the grave, in the dirt, and their souls are moving on to another adventure. This is all good, in my opinion, divine energy. Everything's in divine order. I just cannot get sad anymore about people dying and death. It's gonna set our vibration too low if we stay in sadness about all these deaths, because it's gonna get worse. I'm telling you from the Most High's voice in my head for the last 2 months, 3 months, it's gonna get worse. People dying, and we just need to be prepared. So this is preparation night, folks. Get prepared for people's souls leaving their vessel, moving on to another assignment, and we can give them a hand clap for whatever journey they have had on this planet. They did a good job, and we want to thank them. I'm prepared. Every time I read about someone passing away, I'm like, oh, wow, good job. Thank you for the lesson. That's what we need to be focusing on. And let me check. It's time for a break. So I need to check in with my executive producer. I'm going to go ahead and open her mic, see if she wants to play a commercial for us, and I'll listen as I send her a text. But this is preparation night to stay in joy. Joy. We, the light workers here tonight, are the ones we've been waiting for to keep us in joy, keep the rhythm going, and keep us moving forward.
Are you constantly arguing with
forward.
Your spouse? Are
here
your children
go.
Misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
Tonight, and we're talking about Operation Paperclip, which came to me from a Most High. It had to be the Most High because I was hardly thinking about anything even near Operation Paperclip. But after listening to an author who wrote a book about this period of time in our history, his story, I thought, wow, this spirit is alive and well today. In fact, the ancestors or the grandchildren of the people who were involved in Operation Paperclip may be creating a new history. We don't know, but we know there is still this battle going on with those who were instrumental in creating this Operation Paperclip program that is still alive today in, quote, the scientists that we have exalted almighty scientists in the world. So let's listen to an explanation from an author who wrote a book on this subject. And there's a lot more there's more on YouTube if you want to find out. But she is the author who did a lot of research on this subject. And I appreciate people who do the research. So how the U.S. recruited the Nazis to work in our country and bring us more science. Let's listen.
Now, a look at a moment when national security interests trumped ethical concerns. Jeffrey Brown has our book conversation.
Nazi scientists, some of them tied to war crimes, including horrific concentration camp experiments, brought to the U.S. in a secret program to advance American security interests during the Cold War. It sounds like the plot of a film drama, but it actually happened, and on a large scale. The story is told in the new book, Operation Paperclip. Author and journalist Annie Jacobson joins us now. Welcome to you.
Thank you.
So these were top scientists in the German war effort sought out by the U.S. military as the war was coming to an end.
That's right. These were Hitler's top weapons makers, and Operation Paperclip became a classified military program to bring them to the United States. It also had a public face, so there was, on the one hand, the truth about the program kept secret, and on the other hand, the idea that we'll tell the public that these are the good Germans.
The good Germans, but they were dedicated Nazis, the ones you write about. We should say there are many, 1,600 in all, right?
Yes.
You document about 21 of them, dedicated Nazis, some, as I said, involved in horrific stuff. What they did was known, right, to the Americans who were seeking them out.
certainly to the American military intelligence officers who were interviewing them. The idea that they were involved in war crimes was really necessary to be kept secret, and that's exactly what happened. And so in the book, I think I unveil a lot of the truth about this program that has remained clouded for decades.
So give us an example of one of the figures that intrigued you.
Well, I think one of the worst case scenarios was that the United States military made the decision to bring Walter Schreiber. This was Major General Dr. Walter Schreiber, the Surgeon General of the Third Reich. He wound up at a military facility in Texas.
And doing what?
Well, during the war, Dr. Schreiber had been involved in the vaccine program for the Reich, which sounds like a nice program, but it was actually a program to work on protecting German soldiers from these biological weapons that were also being manufactured. So he was involved in war crimes and concentration camps. He became a prisoner of the Soviets and then defected to the United States. We saw him as someone who we absolutely wanted here for his knowledge. So in the United States, it still remains unknown what exactly he did, only that he worked for the U.S. Air Force in Texas.
You know, this becomes, of course, a story of practical versus ethical choices, right? To whether to decisions made, whether to look the other way or forget about the past in order to advance and gain advantage over the Soviets, it should be said, during the Cold War.
Absolutely. I mean, the Cold War got hot very quickly, and the Soviet threat was this foreboding menace. And the idea was, certainly at the Pentagon and among the Joint Chiefs of Staff who were really running this program, was if we don't get these Nazi scientists, surely the Soviets will.
Was there much debate at the time about the ethics of it?
Absolutely, there was a debate, and I think that's what makes the narrative so compelling, because you have some people, including high-ranking generals at the Pentagon, who are loath to work with Hitler's former scientists. And you have others who say, this must be done, and it will be done.
You said we don't really know much about the case of Walter Schreiber, what he did. Some of them we do know, right? And the very famous case is, most famous, is Wernher von Braun.
Yes, he came here. He was the head of our rocket program and brought 114 fellow V-2 rocket makers with him. And this program, again, had a very beneficent face. Only now do we know the facts are very different about what those scientists were involved in at the end of the war in what was called the Nordhausen slave labor factory. Deep in the tunnels, that you had concentration camp prisoners building the V-2 rockets.
So in a case like that and others where we know that they did accomplish things for the U.S. when they came here, then the question, and you write this, does accomplishment cancel out past crimes?
That, I think, is the conundrum of Operation Paperclip. And I hope that people come to their own conclusion about that, because certainly the idea that you would excuse some of this horrific behavior during the war becomes, that big moral question.
And what happened to these guys in the end? A number of them just lived out their days quite well here in the U.S.
You know, the obituary for Dr. Theodore Benziger in the New York Times, I think, kind of sums it up. He died in 1999, and the New York Times lauds him as a good German scientist who's dedicated his life to the U.S. military. It leaves out the fact that he worked with Himmler very closely during the war and was actually on the original list of Nuremberg war crimes trials. And yet, he was released into U.S. custody and came to the United States. So this idea that you can just whitewash someone's past, I think, is important to look into and to investigate so that that truth can be reconciled.
All right. It's a fascinating story. Operation Paperclip, the secret intelligence program that brought Nazi scientists to America. Annie Jacobson, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
So that was fascinating to me. I really want to look more into the Nuremberg trials, because a lot of our defense today against injections in our body has to do with Nuremberg forcing people to have injections is against the law. So we can look into that some other show. But I want to talk about the fact that the Holocaust, the Trail of Tears, slavery, these events took place that were destructive in their agenda in many ways. And yet many people looked at the Holocaust in a different way, as in terms of bringing these fantastic scientists over here to build these rockets and war machines and work in the U.S. military, blah, 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 blah. And there was a wonderful excitement about having these German Nazi criminals in America to help America build its infrastructure, its military, and so many other things. And if you heard, Dr. Walter Schreiber was a major general who, Surgeon General of the Third Reich. And with all the knowledge we have about the Third Reich and Hitler, we brought over one of his top men, scientists, to come over here with his knowledge, which part of it was a vaccine program from the Third Reich, which they used to help prevent something or other. It doesn't even matter. They used the vaccine. And I'm looking at this. This is a war. And the phone number is 215-383-5863. We want to hear from you, your comments, your questions. How are you going to move forward with Herstory? Because we got to get a balance now from all of this male patriarchal destructive energy agendas that we've been seeing. Holocaust, Trail of Tears, slavery. Oh, my goodness. This is coming to me that these Dr. Walter Schreiber and all 100 and so some odd other of these male people brought forth an agenda to destroy, because making war machines is all about destruction. Making vaccines is all about destruction. And then we move forward, coming forward to 2021. We're in the midst of a battle to destroy our immune system. People are looking at the scientific evidence, the scientific safe and effective, that this is good for us. Safe and effective, it's going to enhance our lives, it's going to prevent our sickness, blah, 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 blah. The same deception that was in the Operation Paperclip. We're going to bring all these scientists over here who destroyed lives over there, and we're going to make good use of them and build a military, a strong military, so we can kill more people and destroy more people. And that's where we are today, brothers and sisters. That's the knowledge that I'm receiving, is that we are in that situation. We are in a war against the human vessel, this vessel that souls keep leaving because they can't stand the battle right now. They can't stay in this battle. We didn't know that we would have such a battle as we've been in the last year. Most of us were totally unprepared. Especially those who have left their bodies, they were totally unprepared, mentally, physically, spiritually. And they may have chosen to do this before they even started this earthly journey, right? We know that talking here, that many people who have left last year their vessel and moved on to another adventure in the soul realm, they decided to do this because they didn't want to be in this battle that we're in, because we're at war. This is a war against the Creator's vessel. When you think about the construction in the womb for 9 months and all the attacks that a baby comes against, and a child and an infant and an adolescent come against once they leave that womb, we're in it big time right now. Because our minds and our bodies are being totally bombarded with the war elements. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're mighty to pull down these spirits. We're in a strong, strong spiritual battle right now. And this Operation Paperclip is just one aspect of the deception and the lies and the cruelty and the misinformation and the matrix. This Operation Paperclip was a huge part of a complex matrix that many of us have been totally unaware of. Now that we're in it, we're going to stick with it, fight this battle on a spiritual plane. We're moving from the third dimension, wrong, right, good, bad. I'm a victim, I'm a victim, I'm a victim. We can't sing that song anymore, brothers and sisters. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. I'm sorry. If this offends you, so be it. But we got to wake up. The victim mind is not going to work going forward because people's souls are going to be leaving, and they don't give a hoot about your victim mind. We got to get our gear on to create her story. And that is about, in my opinion, and I welcome your calls. We have two callers waiting to be heard from. Her story is about, first of all, men balancing their female-male energy. No more of this strong testosterone, I'm going to tell you what to do. You do it my way or no way. I have to give up that attitude that I can control people to think my way. No more, can't have that. We are accepting all truths that you little T, big T. Men have to start balancing their compassion with that testosterone that says, I got to have it my way. You do it my way or the highway or nothing. And we women have to step forward in this female body and have more courage as men do when they go to war on the battlefield. No more of this little timid, shy, oh, so sorry I offended you. I hope you feel better. No, forget it. We're in a serious battle right now. If you're offended, I want to strongly urge you compassionately, go sit by a tree, by a river. Listen to the birds and ask, why are you offended? We should not be offended about anything anymore. We are in a battle. We're in a serious battle. And I just keep hearing we're going to see more people's body leaving their vessels, my souls leaving their body. It's coming. It's coming. This is preparation. We got to be. We don't have to be, but I'm bringing you ideas for preparation for the coming Holocaust again. Because we have allowed the scientific minds to come into this country and to infiltrate our minds and our bodies, exalting the scientists that they know more than the shamans, that they know more than the medicine men, that they know more than the creator, than the universe, than the cosmos and the astrology. And we need to listen to them because they studied in medical school for 4 or 5 years. This just sounds so insane right now that that's where we are, though. So, and this Operation Paperclip is just an example of the information that we can now look at that contributed to the Holocaust, the destructive energy that contributed to the Holocaust, the Trail of Tears, slavery, all of that is now with us big time in the way of Bill Gates, Bill Falk. All these villain characters have taken on the spirit of the Holocaust, Trail of Tears, all that. They've taken on these spirits. And we who are of light and consciousness and joy and peace, we're observing this now, and we got to figure out ways to manage it and overcome it. So let me go to the phones and hear from you. You're welcome to call in 215-383-5863 because together we can survive this current Holocaust attempt. Hear me, attempt. They want to see a lot of souls leaving their bodies right now, and it ain't happening here if I have anything to do with it. And we as a collective beings of light, if we work together in unity, we can prevent any more onslaughts of this spiritual Operation Paperclip that is amongst us in every way, media, elite, all these, even our relatives. Relatives are those people who have the same bloodline we in. Our family is something totally new, spiritual light bearers, workers who are on this journey with us together. I'm opening the phone, 706-202. I believe that's Kwame Sunhorse. Your mic is open. Welcome.
Well, Grand Rising and good evening, Sister Viata. An excellent topic you've chosen. You know, it's really time because it's a circle, and we've come back around to dealing with these atrocities that were perpetuated by these ones and the Nazis. I think I've sent it to you. Her name is Harriet A. Washington. She wrote the book, The Medical Apartheid, and the book is The History of the Medical Experimentation on Black Americans from Colonial Times to the Present. And she's got an excellent chapter in here that talks about that Operation Paperclip. But also she has a piece in here about the AMA when they were doing the Nuremberg Code, when they had all of the Nazis on trial. And the AMA was part of it that was put, tried to put them on trial because of what they were doing with the experiments of giving malaria to men in prison. And what they did with the Nazis when they brought here, and what she talks about is one part about the U.S. government supplied the American hospitals and clinics was 700 Nazi scientists. 700 Nazi scientists to do in, and what they were doing was experimenting in, like you said, with the virus, but what they were also doing was irradiating people that had cancer, that was burning people up down in the trying to get rid of cancer using radiation. All of these different hospitals that were taking in these Nazis from Germany, from the death camps, and having them put into hospitals what here in America. But the other thing that was kind of really something to see, too, in what she talked about was that in, you know, Dr. Hale, remember Providence Hospital in Chicago?
Yes, I do.
Right, and that was started by Hale, who did the first open-heart surgery. And what
right.
happened was that they began to open up 147 schools and black hospitals from that time in the early 1900s. And then they had this guy, I forget his name, but he turned around and said he was a commission for Carnegie. And what he did was in his Carnegie project, he said that these schools that blacks were teaching them to be doctors and nurses, which they were using some of the naturopathic medicines and things that they had learned, but also using medicine. So the thing was is that there were only two schools that they allowed to stay and continue teaching, and that was Meharry and Howard University. But all of those schools got shut down and the hospital shut down. I don't think there is a black-run hospital in America today. And so this is what the medical industry, and this is what they did with bringing those ones in order, even when we look at eugenics, because eugenics is what Hitler read in order to start doing what he was doing in the genocide of the Jews there in Germany. So they got their template basically from here, and then we brought them here to continue on because, like you have on your flyer, it's the Nazi American Space Association. That's what it was really to stand for. NASA was the Nazi American Space Association.
Oh, my goodness. No kidding. Oh, my.
Right. That's what it was because they were the rocket scientists because they had they wanted the skills that they had developed, all of these different rockets and things that they're doing, and they wanted to continue it. So they brought them here and put them together and created NASA, which was the Nazi American Space Association.
And we've always thought it was something else. What did we think NASA stood for?
What is it? The National Aeronautics Space something
oh,
like
okay.
that.
Yeah. Oh
right.
my goodness.
But it was not that because the majority of the people that were giving them the information for developing these rockets and the technology were the Nazis.
Now tell me again, Kwame, what role did the AMA play in the Nuremberg trials in this book you're saying?
Well, the AMA and what she read, let me share it with you because I was just looking at it.
Yeah, that's fascinating. I need to get that book. You said her name is Harriet Washington?
Harriet Washington. And the book, you know, it's got a lot of, I mean, it's going from colonial times to the present. She's got some YouTubes out that she's lecturing on it.
Oh, okay. I'm sincere. Yeah, because it makes sense that the AMA somehow would be American Medical Association. That must have another meaning, too, other than American Medical. That just doesn't fit them anymore. The American Mafia Association is what it really should be. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, it says the U.S. delegation to the Nuremberg trials included Andrew Ivey, MD, the American Medical Association representative. He offered Idealistic's view about American prison research, and this is what he's talking about, in that they were using prisoners to test the malaria on prisoners and seeing how they, just like they did with syphilis, but they were doing that. And in the Nuremberg, the Journal of American Medical Association praised the Statesville prison malaria experiment.
Wow. And here we are today in this battle against two drugs that are like prophylactic treatments for this corona adventure, hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, that are treatments for malaria. So you're so right. We've come full circle here. We're in this cycle of misinformation, of deception, of lies, of destructive behavior and agendas, and people are waking up. They're so busy buying new shoes and new clothes for a three-bedroom house with two-car garage that they're being totally distracted from this information that keeps coming at us all the time about how they're destroying the temple, the sacred temple, and we're in this battle of the temple. This is Yah's temple we live in, people. This is the soul house while we're on this earth, and the scientists want to destroy it. They think they can outdo this temple, the immune system and all that, by giving us some toxic injections. And there are people in my family who think it's the greatest thing since sliced bread that we have these injections. And I realize that's the big divide, where even people, your relatives, don't think like you because they are not on the same soul journey. So we got to accept that and stay in joy that we're learning all these things. Go ahead.
But it was one part, too, where they were at the Nuremberg, they were having a thing about, because we had black men and white were both in the military. And what the Germans were being charged with one part of it, was the prisoners of what were the prisoners of war were black and white, that they had in 1947, the Germans had been doing experimental on the prisoners of the American prisoners of war.
Experiments on the American prisoners of war.
Right, the ones that they had been captured, that they had in prison camps. Even in you know about the thing of the Germans that were captured, that were brought here to be put in prison camps. And they would put the Germans on the train and have the black people removed off of the train when black men, and segregated them, coming down to the prison camps that they had in the South. White prisoners of war from Germany had more privilege on our trains than the American Negro.
Yeah, it's been like such an insane period of our history, our time on this planet. Oh, my goodness. We're the baby boomers. There's the Generation X. And I was talking to my nephew and my son earlier today, and we're all divided on this issue of how to treat this temple. We're divided. So we got to take a stand for truth with a capital
now,
T.
I want to show you something. I had somebody call me today because, you know, I do sweat lodges and the different events. And
right.
The person called me and saying, okay, we're doing an event on a festival on May 29th and 30th. And we wondered, could you come down and build a sweat lodge and do the sweats for us? And we want to do it. And I said, well, what's the event? He said, well, this is a fun gathering that we have in this weekend event for. And I said, wow. I said, what dates? He said, May 29th. I said, do you know what May 29th is? I said, Google Black Wall Street and see what comes up of their festivities for that date. And the person typed it in and looked and said, wow, they're having a memorial services and having commemoration for the 100th anniversary of bombing of Black Wall Street. And I'm going like, you mean you didn't know that this happened? No, man, I said, how old are you? He said, 31. I said, wow. You know, here you are getting ready on Memorial. They're getting ready to have a Memorial Day festival and doing whatever, partying, DJs and all this stuff. And
barbecue.
I'm saying, you're not going to honor the ancestors that died, those people that built that city and did that. And I said, can you tell me if there's any other black city in America right now that we own and have all the businesses that in our neighborhood? No, I don't know of any. I said, but see, that was one, and we're not even honoring what it did.
We got to go to a break, so hold that thought, because that's very significant how the generations are so first, one, misinformed, uneducated, ignorant about history and the meaning and the significance of it all. And it's our job, I think, as seniors to help them understand what happened, why it happened, and what it means to them today. So we're going to let Naima Latif play our next round of commercials. We'll be right back to talk about the spirit of Operation Paperclip. Thank you, Naima.
We all say we would like to be wealthy. But wealth isn't determined by how much money you have. Wealth is determined by your power to define what money is. The dictionary defines money as something used as a way to pay for goods and services and to pay people for their work. So how would you like to have access to an unlimited source of money? Money that is not taxed by the government. Money that increases as you share the opportunity with others. Money that you can use to pay for goods and services and pay people for their work. I'm talking about Bitcoin. It's the future of independent wealth building. Bitcoin is the new money that you control. Get started building your wealth. Call 312-849-3456. That's 312-849-3456.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced. And we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibrations. Shalom. Joining me this evening, we're talking about the Operation Paperclip program that is with us today in spirit for sure, because our government, our military in particular, made decisions to bring over here in this country the good German Nazis who killed lots of Jews and colored people in a European area across the way. and come over here to build more war machines and build more masterful, they would call it, things in this country. So now we're in a place we've come full cycle where this destructive energy and agenda is before us big time. We're fighting for our temple, soul, our vessel. We got another call here. Call me. I'll leave your mic open, but I'm going to open up another mic. 779-777, your mic is open. Welcome.
Hey, it's Koofy. Can you hear me?
Yes, Koofy. How are you this evening?
I'm blessed. Unbothered. Trials. I don't participate in anything that's going on in my asbestos plan in America. I'm president of Five Civil Rights Tribes. Huh?
Good for you.
Well, it's good for me. I'm just trying to show others, you know, people will perish because of what? Lack of what? Knowledge.
Knowledge, right.
So, you know, we all don't have that opportunity to speak to the world, and we're speaking to, you know, a few hundred people at a time, and, you know, they're questioning. I even talked to police today. I said, went up to them. I said, man, look, I got to breathe. I don't want to wear no face mask. Are you going to find me? He said, no, brother, don't worry about it. They're not going to find you. You see, we as Native American, copper color raised people, we have a say-so that what goes on in our country. And the whole secret is really never participate. We so stupid. We participating in these trials, virus, you know, vaccines. That vaccine get into just like pork. You know, you ever ate what do you call it, chitlins?
Oh yeah.
Last time I ate chitlins, I had to clean chitlins. I had to clean chitlins with my auntie, and I smelled bad for 4 days. I was like, I don't want that stuff. We put a little hot sauce on it. We put hot sauce on it, ketchup on it. But I found
mustard,
out that chitlins.
Don't get mustard.
Mustard. But I found out when you eat that chitlin, the pig, we couldn't relieve it on our body. It stays in our body. We couldn't break it down because that skin was so hard. It was intestines. And so what happened is my father died from a heart attack from eating pork. It goes to the heart and goes to the brain. Creates problems. Same with this vaccine. You put it in your body, it's going to slowly go through your bloodstream, into the heart, into the brain. And once it touches that, you're going to have problems. Some people have immediate side effects, and some people are later. So,
I did a detox like maybe 10 years after I had stopped eating pork altogether. And this was a really strong detox. And at one point I was in the bathroom and I could smell chitlins coming out of me. I hadn't had pork for 10 years. And I swear I was like, ooh, that smells like chitlins. You never forget that smell. So it's like, whoa, that chitlins coming out. So I like continued that detox with passion. Let's get all those chitlins. And you know, one of the reasons those chitlins stay in there so long because they just slide down your throat, you know.
But it was something to eat, you know what I mean? Mixed it with mustard greens, and we thought it was the best thing.
Please.
Because the slaves cooked the pork. Yeah. The slaves cooked the pig for the master. We gave him the meat, and we took the intestines and created parties.
Well, and
what
just
I'm
like
saying
that,
is,
go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
What I'm saying is, thing that we must do is stop participating in these mandates. Stop participating. Fight back. Stand back. Stop participating. You know, if I got to go in your house and take off my shoes, you know, people say, Hey, take off your shoes and come to my house. I take my shoes off if I want to come in. If they tell you wear a face mask, come in their house, wear a face mask. But outside, don't wear a face mask. You understand? Stop participating in what they are doing. This is the power that you have to stop participating in this, you know, I call it it's a cyber warfare because the head is locked down. I tell people, y'all slaves. I ain't no slave. They could tell y'all, stay in the house. You stay in the house, right? Okay, you're a slave. I come outside every day. Stop participating in this. This is our power. It's just common sense, right? Stop participating. If somebody comes to you and say, hey, man, take this dope, take this shot, you say, well, I don't need that. Stop participating. Then you correct history because our ancestors, they were kind of gullible, okay? Tuskegee experiment, they were gullible. Well, if they say it's right, maybe I should do it. No. No. Don't participate in this. Because in 2022, if you have survived 2022, you have got intellectual knowledge. And you realize that you're not participating because there are deaths going on right now today because we're perished for lack of knowledge. My friend got two shots. My friend got his second shot. I called him. He said, man, I feel listening to you. I feel so bad. I said, brother, get that cilantro juice, get the seaweed powder in your system to get that virus out your body because, you know, they are trying to depopulate. And guess, I'm going to say this, I'm going to stop talking. Guess how they are going to try to depopulate the earth? Not with killings. That vaccine is going to stop women from procreating. Okay?
Yeah, you can't procreate if you're in the grave.
Huh?
You can't procreate if you're in the grave, that's for sure.
Well, you can't procreate with poison in your body. I'm helping a sister right now. I'm helping a sister right now. She had 5 miscarriages, and I gave her a cleansing, detox, herbal. You know, she's feeling better. I say, you're going to have a baby. You know what I'm saying? Procreation is the laws of God. I've already procreated. I got 3 children. You know what I mean? I've done it, and I realized my gift to the world because I procreated. People who go into these different sexual cultures, you know, gays or transgender, they're not trying to procreate. Okay? I don't listen to them. I've already procreated, so I'm good. But I tell the young youth, procreate. This is a law of God. This is how you extend your generations of our ancestors. They procreated us. This is the best thing that you ever do.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Cozy, we were having a discussion earlier with the Female Solution host. We were on a conference call earlier today, and we were actually talking about the problems that women are having, particularly Black women who have a very high rate of infant mortality these days, and they have for some time. We were talking about that problem and what are some of the solutions. So it's one thing to say procreate, yeah, let's have babies. But there is such a need for guidance with these young women out there who are spreading their legs and then suffering consequences when the seed planter is not around anymore. So we're going to be dealing with that topic on the Female Solution in the future because it is a concern that all of us women have, and we talked about it earlier, that there is such a need to help these young women, not just telling them procreate, yeah, have babies, but we got to guide them ready to go higher because of the lack of support in the community for
one more thing,
the lack of knowledge about this vessel. This is not a vessel that needs to have a C-section if you have been totally conscious all 9 months on the soul that's growing inside of you. But that one little piece of information is so lacking in women who do procreate that we could talk about that all night. But the cycle that we're in right now is that we're in this spiritual battle, which is affecting the stress level of people, the mental health, the physical health. All of that is going to affect their ability to procreate. If we don't know how to fight this battle and get back to a her story cycle, where her story is more compassionate, more knowledgeable.
Well, the man, I had the seeds, okay, of procreating. I decide what portal that I put that seed in, okay?
Yeah.
I'm powerful as a man. I decide, you know, if I make a mistake or whatever, I decide where I put my seed. So men have the power, okay, to procreate. Women are the portals. They are the givers of life. But a man has the power because we have the seed. If I plant a garden with you, Vinyata, right now, we plant spinach together. When those crops come up, don't you think I want to eat? You can't say, well, these are my crops. No, I help you plant that. So alienation is a crime. When you alienate that child from a father, that's a crime. Women are being put in jail, 1 year, 2 years in jail, for alienating that child from a father. So we can do better. If you make a baby, I don't care if it's out of prostitution or whatever, you know, try to take care of that baby together. And this is an issue that we're having all across the world. You know, you have to be accountable for what you create. Be accountable. And I tell people, man, I'm about to lay down this woman. You about to procreate, bro. Put a rubber on. Stop playing. Okay? We have to be accountable for what we do. Right? And
well,
so woman, woman must not just hold men accountable saying, hey, we have a child together. What can we do together to raise this child together?
Okay, that's why we're talking about history tonight. We don't even have to go back as far as 1943, 44, when this program, Operation Paperclip, started and was implemented. But every one of us needs to go back to our childhood to heal the energy that is preventing us from having healthy relationships with ourselves, first of all. So if we don't go back to our childhood and look at the traumas that we experienced in our childhood that are preventing us from evolving into the sovereign being that we need to be today to overcome this battle that we're in, obstructive agenda, then that's the first step, Kufi. Whether you have the power to procreate or not is beside the point. If you can't have a good relationship, the woman and the man can't have a healthy, unifying relationship, what difference does it make how powerful your seed is if the relationship breaks up after you plant the seed? So we've got to go back to the history of our childhood first and foremost and understand why we are having so many problems in our relationship.
But guess what my experience was as a child? My experience as a child, okay, I heard my sisters, I heard my family, and you probably heard this before. When a woman is having a problem with her son or daughter in a sickness, do you know what that mother would tell that child?
Sure, lots of things. Lies, mostly.
No. She would tell them, you know what? You need to talk to your father. I'm about to call your father. You need to go stay with your father for a little while. You need to get some understanding how to treat me as a woman, as a mother. I'm going to put you with your father. They'll call their father, and the father will come over and check them. I grew up like that. They will say, you need to go talk to your father. You know what I'm saying? We need to bring that back, whether it's a father or uncle or granddaddy, okay? Because these children are getting out of hand. They're disrespecting their mothers.
Part of the
they
problem.
Understand.
Kwame, what's the name of that Netflix movie we watched about the mother who allowed her son to go back to his father's horse?
Concrete Cowboy.
Excellent documentary or movie about fathers taking over when the son is a grown person, actually, and just influencing their life in a way that makes a difference. And then in that case, it was with horses, right?
Right. And the other part, too, was the part of the movie was most important. It wasn't his choice to leave. He had to leave because he went off to prison. And then coming back, and he couldn't come there and live back with the same city that she was in with him. And he wanted to be there, but he knew that he couldn't go back there because he had issues that they were still trying to deal with him about his life. So he chose to come to Philadelphia and live. And that was the part in which they did. And that's an actual true story. Because in the north part of Philadelphia, a lot of black cowboys live there in the city and ride their horses and raise horses in the city. And that was what the story was showing that. But what Kofi was saying in the part of, and what we're talking about when you were talking about the female solutions, is the part of the father being in the home and being there for him to be a part of the girl to see and for the boy to see how the relationship with mother and father can be. And that is one of the big things that's going on now. And even now today, most of the young people are saying their whole new thing is co-parenting. You know, well, I got the baby for this long, and then you get the baby for that long. And they're co-parenting in relationships where, you know, the father may have another wife or girlfriend, or the mother may have another husband. And so what they're looking at is co-parenting. But like Kofi was saying, the part is that you should know you're getting ready to do and the person that you're doing with. I told my daughter, you know, when she was going to college, I said, when the guy start asking you for your phone number to call you or to try to get a date with you, ask him what his GPA is.
Exactly. That's a start.
That's the thing, because you got to know who you're dealing with. Even I just watched Ayanna Van Zant was Lisa Ray or whatever, and she was saying, you know, you get in relationships with people and you don't even ask each other, what's your credit score? You want to know who you're dealing with.
And that's why we are having a problem today with just discerning the destructive agenda today, because we don't even know ourselves. It's like know yourself. There's the saying that know thyself. We don't know ourselves, and so we get into relationships needy and wanting sex and totally deceived about the other person's intentions, because we're so needy these days. A lot of women are so needy, but this Operation Paperclip in my mind is showing us. Yeah, you sent me something about the dark-skinned people that were affected by Germany's extermination program.
Right. That they had what they call the Lebensraum Declaration of the Third Reich. What they were talking about was inherently entitled them to supplant and destroy other nations to advance the biological supremacy. That's what Hitler meant, the super race, that the blonde-haired, blue-eyed people is what they were looking at establishing and this whole eugenics project that came out of America. And they went into the continent and being able to take the whole thing of what they saw about slavery and then destroying the Africans and doing the Holocaust things that they did inside of the continent after the Count Bismarck, the one in Gottingen, Germany, that had the all of the other European countries and America to sit there with the map of Africa, and each one chose a part that they wanted. And so they began to divide up and to infiltrate and go in and destroy those ones that were what they wanted to conquer over those people. And so the Germans were very vicious about it, you know, and the annihilations of what they did in different countries in Africa. Rommel was a what did they call it? You remember the movie, the TV series, Rats, that they were these, the American soldiers over there fighting the Germans in Africa, in the deserts. They had a whole TV series about the Desert Rats or something like that.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, but these are the things in which the Germans, you know, they created themselves to be a secret race. And this is what they were looking at in eliminating people. And they used all the methods that they could come up scientifically. You know, luckily, they didn't get to discover the H-bomb before we did. Oh, and there's a movie on Netflix called The Devil Next Door. And it's showing about these Nazis that came and were living in different areas in America, and it's called The Devil Next Door. These people from the Third Reich that were living here in America.
You know, the thing about what you just said to me, and what I think we all need to think about this, is that our government, U.S., United States government, I on my flyer, I posted a picture of John F. Kennedy and Johnson sitting next to one of the Nazi, the good Germans. I think it was Walter Schreiber who was in the picture. President Johnson and President Kennedy are sitting in a room. I think they're watching some type of space program video or something. And this guy, Walter Schreiber, who's the major general surgeon, general of the Third Reich, is sitting in between them. That picture says volumes about who do you trust? Who do you trust? Two presidents, two former presidents next to the good German, promoting vaccines, promoting a medical system that is totally destructive in its agenda. And today, we come full circle today, and so many people are trusting this government. I don't care if you even know anything about Tuskegee. If that wasn't enough, if you know anything about now the Operation Paperclip, where this government had an agenda that was totally destructive. I don't care what color you were. It was destructive for anybody in this country for them to bring over the good Germans, as they were called, to build a military system based on their total corruption and evil. We're going to go to a break, and when we come back, we'd love to hear from you. The number is 215-383-5863. As we go into our last half hour, Naima Latif, our executive producer, is going to play more sponsor music and words. Thank you, Naima.
This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships. My introductory cost of $20. Please call, because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me. 312-802-4743.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Joining me, if you're just tuned in, we're talking about the Operation Paperclip program that this United States government participated in to bring over to this country the scientists from Nazi Germany that had all this great intelligence that has created a destructive program and agenda in our military and our war system. And my question today for you and to think about, why are so many people trusting this government to inject poisons into their body? I'll tell you one of the answers to that is they don't want to read anything. They don't want to investigate or research ingredients. Just like people who are eating a bunch of crap to put in their, they think they should put in their body, they don't want to know what's in the food because then they will lose their choice to be comforted by the food. Or I think to be feeling like they're doing something good for themselves by having an injection called a vaccine, which is not a vaccine. So many answers to this question. Why are so many people trusting this government? That's just my assessment and my perception after having a conversation earlier today with some millennials about why we should trust this government. And what came out of that conversation is that these millennials are too busy to look at ingredients and think about and research whether this is going to have long-term effects. Some of them are just not in the mind that we elders are in, that we've seen enough to know this government is corrupt, this government is dysfunctional. And when it comes to do Black Lives Matter, I watched on I think it was Thursday evening, Mr. Clyburn, who's a very dark-skinned man. He had carrying the gavel in the Congress while there was a debate with Mr. Fauci. And this Mr. Clyburn, he had a black mask on his nose that was as dark as his skin. I'm not kidding you. This guy is so dark. And you would think, you would hope, you would want to believe that melanin people in our government have a different mindset, a different thinking, that they're going to make decisions and choices that would benefit the population more than themselves. What a joke. Because this Mr. Clyburn interfered a congressman who was asking very passionate questions about when are American people going to get their freedom, Mr. Fauci? When are American people going to get their freedom? He said, I'm working for the American people. They want to know when they're going to have their freedom. When is this plandemic going to be over? And Mr. Fauci did his plain blah, 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 blah. I don't even hear what he says anymore because I don't believe a word that comes out of his mouth. And then Mr. Clyburn with the black mask hammers his gavel down and says, they're going to get their freedom when 90% of Congress gets vaccinated. That's when everybody gets their freedom. I'm like, wow. That's how disconnected people are in that government. I don't care what color they are. They're just totally disconnected because the lobbyists in the government run the show. And obviously Mr. Clyburn must be getting a check from somebody or he's just outworn his mental capacity to be of any use to the American people. Because anybody sitting up there with a damn mask on and nobody's even 6 feet near you, they're just putting on a show. They're all just putting on a show. All of them putting on a show. And we're trusting Mr. Biden, who's not Mr. Biden. That's a story for another day. We're trusting him and all his cronies to tell us what to do, when to do it, and to trust them to put out vaccinations, what they're calling the injections, and we don't even understand Operation Paperclip. That's basically what's been going on, is that we've been trusting for many years, especially the black community, trusting with assistance when the father's not in the house, trusting with food stamps, trusting with so many things. Yeah, somebody texted Mr. Biden created the prison system. We even trusted him to vote for him to be in that office. So now I want to give you a little hope on this, that I believe there's a big shift coming in not only our financial system, but in our government. There's a big shift coming, according to some of the people I listen to, big shift coming on how we're going to live our lives. And this is all, again, just preparation for all the people who've chosen to be injected and their souls leave their body, because what's happened, this injection is shutting down immune systems. Most of the companies, Pfizer, Moderna, J&J may be out of the picture, AstraZeneca, these injections were designed to destroy your immune system. That's what I believe, and I'm hearing more and more from the science, from doctors who are conscious. I'll call them conscious doctors who are studying what's in them, how they're going to affect you, and even a German, in fact, funny thing, I think it was a German virologist is reporting that these are the most dangerous vaccines he's ever seen, and we need to stop them, because they're going to destroy the immune system. When the next variant virus comes along, the people who have had these injections are not going to survive, he was saying, and they're going to have a hard time overcoming any new mutations because their immune system is going to be shut down from these injections. With that news, I hope that all of us we'll do our part to raise the consciousness, to prepare for the fourth dimension reality that's coming, and to think about what is your truth today. There's a phrase that I wrote down on Friday that we should be thinking about. I am this, or is it I have this? In terms of our body, In the Operation Paperclip, people were labeled as Jews or labeled as weeds or whatever name they were given. People were labeled as this, this, and that, which meant you were less than. You were less than, so you needed to be exterminated. And they made sure that they had the tools and the wherewithal to do exactly that. Today, as we look at this history, we need to decide, I am what? What's the I am question mark? What am I? Am I a sovereign being, or am I a black person? Am I a white person? Am I a Jew? Am I this? We got to take that another step higher. We got to go to the next level of consciousness. I am a spiritual being having an earthly experience in this sacred vessel, and I am sovereign. That is the vibration we need to go to survive this destructive agenda that is before us, is that no longer I have a body, I have a head, I have a brain, I have an immune system. I am a powerful immune system. We got to start using the I am words to describe who we are. And the paradigm shift is the reason we're in this divide partly is because we're not understanding the transition as many times Kwame has described and others, the cosmic transition that's going on from third to fourth dimension. No more victimitis. That disease is dead, that we have to destroy the victimitis disease, take our full responsibility, and understand this paradigm shift that we're in. So I want to just play one more. Why are we so divided? Because why we're so divided is we don't understand things like Operation Paperclip that has come full cycle into this destructive agenda with injections and trusting the government, not trusting. And now the paradigm shift has to be, we do not trust this government. I don't care what. They gave me a check, relief check. That's nice. It's gone now. But we don't want to put any trust in this government to take care of this vessel or guide us. So let's talk about why the paradigm shift, why we're divided because of this paradigm shift.
To say that 2020 has been uncomfortable is an understatement. For some, it may be the worst time period they've ever experienced, but change requires discomfort. I think Americans have been comfortable way too long. Our biggest complaints as of recent have been a Gillette commercial, a comedian, In-N-Out, and the list goes on and on. Now look, I'm not saying we were void of problems, but after we were done being upset, our attention would then turn to our favorite forms of escapism until we found the next thing to cancel. Then the coronavirus pandemic hit, and escapism was no longer a form of escape. It became our reality. So when the video of a police officer with his knee on George Floyd's neck went viral, we were forced to deal with issues that have always been here. Escape wasn't an option.
So it's been a couple of weeks since I made a video, and a lot of this is because I just didn't know how to effectively say this message, and I went script after script, started over, did other things, because I just didn't feel like it was the best. And that's something that was really eye-opening about this whole situation, was seeing how other people contributed to this conversation. So one of which I saw a lot of is people highlighting extremism. And, you know, on one side that could be, hey, look at the riots, look at the looting, this is wrong. So I'm going to put those extremisms on back burner because it's kind of this situation where, duh, of course it's wrong, of course looting is wrong. Of course not all police officers are like that. And if you constantly, like, it's okay to address these situations, but if you make a niche out of it and you constantly address them, it distracts from the actual problem, which is racism and a law enforcement system where citizens feel like they can't trust it, and we have to address those problems.
I've always wondered how these issues become a right versus left situation. Not only do we have countless video evidence of police brutality in the black community, but there have been huge cases of police corruption on file. Unfortunately, I think we are being divided because it's more profitable to be divided. Check out the online responses when the victim is a white man.
Daniel Shaver was in his motel along with two other guests. He showed them a pellet gun he used for work. Part of his job as pest control was to fire it at birds that flew in buildings and businesses. Bystanders saw Shaver from his motel window showing off his gun. Police were called.
Do not put your hands down for any reason. You think you're going to fall, you better fall on your face. Your hands go back in the small of your back or down. We are going to shoot you. Do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
Crawl towards me. Crawl towards me!
Clearly unarmed, he was given confusing orders and was killed.
If you followed this story closely, you'll know Black Lives Matter was there.
Tonight, organizers, including Black Lives Matter, with the blessings of Shaver's widow, are holding a vigil.
But the sad, sad reality is, since there wasn't any controversy, and I say that with quotes, the story didn't blow up. Something I don't understand is, almost every time we see someone in the black community die at the hands of police brutality, there becomes an online debate about stats and whether or not it's motivated by race. This debate ultimately makes the story go viral because more people are talking about it. So when BLM did what they usually do, protest against all police brutality, these online debaters were nowhere to be found. Media profits from this attention, and the corrupt side of law enforcement does too, because they can hide behind this straw man argument. The officer in Shaver's case was acquitted. Not only that, but he was temporarily...
So I just wanted to play that as an example of how people view the media. The media is really pushing this destructive agenda. That woman was sharing her perception of what she looked at, whether it was racism and the police. And we have all these stories come up every day in the news, whether it's a police conflict. We still haven't seen the end of George Floyd's trial. So drama. And then the reality of this, we still have the government pushing a destructive agenda and people don't see that. So I think we're seeing what everybody sees, what they want to see. Here's what they want to hear that's going to make them comfortable or help them have more division, create more division in their mind and destruction. But I'm just suggesting it's time for us to come together and have some common ground on what we need to do to survive the destructive agenda that is before us. And it has been full cycle now with Operation Paperclip driving this destructive agenda, bringing in German Nazis to participate in the government of the United States of America. And this, the beautiful thing about this country, we do have a very diverse mixing pot, or melting pot, they call it. I was in Home Depot yesterday, or David, this week. All I hear was Spanish-speaking people in there. I'm like, wow. And I haven't been there in a while, but the woman who helped me make keys, I had to make keys, she was Spanish-speaking. The people who were walking around me were speaking Spanish, and I thought, this is a change that we got to adjust to. And I said, asked my nephew, do your children know how to speak Spanish? Because that's what's coming. That's what's here. Instead of worrying about immigrants coming across the border and replacing the jobs and creating more division, we better learn how to speak Spanish, folks, because that's what the reality is in this country right now, is that we have a population of Spanish-speaking people growing every day. And I just realized it this week that that's what's really happening in my neighborhood even, that more and more people are in this country who speak Spanish only even. I didn't hear anybody, and that whole time I was in Home Depot, I didn't hear anybody speaking English except the woman making my keys who spoke Spanish to the previous customer. And they were going back and forth speaking Spanish. So it's like, whoa, this is a new reality here. So let's get busy preparing for not only the death of people's souls moving on to another level of reality, but the reality we have right now that we're going to have to be communicating with brothers and sisters, human beings who speak a different language. And especially in the job market, if you are competing, still in that level of your journey, competing in the job market, I want to strongly suggest you get your Spanish skills toned up, because you're not going to get a job if you can't speak Spanish and the next person interviewing can speak Spanish and they have the same qualifications. That's just the reality we're in. Even if you have a job working at home, if that company is an international company and you have Spanish-speaking individuals applying for the same job, the reality is you better have some Spanish skills. I'm just saying we're in preparation. Yes.
But the bilingual is really part of the new agenda.
Yes, it is.
That if you don't have an education that you're able to speak bilingual, different languages, this is what it's coming down to. But the other part of that, the bilingual, but also in the media, because you're looking at, they just did what, the president of ABC is a black woman now. First time in history that they've had a black president. But that's Disney, because Disney owns ABC now. And so these companies are seeing, because of the protests and the part, they can't always come into our communities. They need those ones that will represent their media, but it's there for their agenda. And the media is looking at the propaganda, how Germany used the propaganda to get the Third Reich into what they were doing.
Yeah.
And so we're seeing that same type of media flood on us today.
Absolutely. And all we're saying here is the power of the media, the power of immigration, the power of all these things to force us to take this class, Psychology of Adjustments. How are you going to adjust to the realities that we are experiencing today, the destructive agenda, the influx of Spanish speakers, the media's pressure to help to convince us to think a certain way, do certain things, all of these things. Let us be prepared with I am statements that will create, in my mind, your sole purpose healing is to create energy, frequencies, all of that, that will protect your health, your mind, body, and your soul to stay in this vessel as long as you can to fight this spiritual battle so that we can create a new earth, a new generation of children who are not afraid. And man, I'm so concerned about my four-year-old grandson and this mask, because they are brainwashing the hell out of him about this mask. We were at the skating rink today, and the skating rink allows you to take your mask off when you're on the floor skating. I don't even put my mask on when I'm off the floor. My grandson looks up at me with his mask on. She's not wearing her mask. She's not. The virus is going to get her. And I look at his dad and like, we're going to have to work on this child. We're going to have to work on him. And I'm constantly telling him, take your mask off. Take your mask. And he's like, no, I can't take my mask off because the virus is going to get me. And his dad is telling me that he's got fear, a lot of fear about he can't go to the bathroom unless somebody goes to the bathroom with him. I'm like, oh, my goodness. So the psychological influence of these masks is real, people. I'm seeing it in my grandchild. And I'm like, I don't have any control over that, which is a little frustrating, but I have to trust. Where is your trust today? My trust is in the Creator Most High to work out these things that I see are very problematic, troubling, but everything is in divine order. And that's where I have to stay and be to keep peace and to not be stressed and have fear about things going on around us. We're going to have to undo this corona adventure at some point as more and more people wake up. We'll have the work to undo and explain to a four-year-old why people lied to him about a damn virus all these months. And there's going to come a wake-up time. I told my nephew this. There's going to be a wake-up time when they're going to be taking biology class and they're going to realize, wow, there are viruses inside me, so why do we have to wear a mask all those times? They're going to not trust these adults anymore because they're going to realize that we lied to them about the biology of the immune system and the microbiome system, because they're not learning in school, in elementary school or daycare, about the microbiome system. All they're learning is that you got to wear your mask to protect you from the virus. Oh, my goodness. Insanity is here. But we can do this. Just be conscious of the battle we're in and take note and take your position as a warrior. I'm the goddess warrior now in my position with my goddess friends and my divine friends. My family and some of my relatives, I'm going to have to just ignore them until they either wake up. Hopefully their souls won't leave their bodies, but the choice is theirs, not mine. So we're at the end of our show. Thank you, Kwame and Kufi, for joining us today and participating. Thank all of you for just being here. I hope you'll share this information. I hope you'll share this information with your friends so that we can work together to get rid of the fear, to raise our vibration and frequency to a level of pure consciousness, joy, and certainty that all is in divine order. Everything is in divine order. Sorry.
Unmuted.
Naima Latif is going to play our farewell greeting. So everybody come back tomorrow morning. Zelda Speaks Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda. Join us at 7 a.m. Central and 8 o'clock Eastern. Everybody have a wonderful week. Keep your joy and accept all people's decisions to do whatever they need to with their body, but take care of your vessel of the soul. Hallelujah. We have a
you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, Gracias. Italy, Grazie. Egypt, Shukran. Ghana, Medaki. Nigeria, Eshe. South Africa, Gibonga. Senegal, Geret. Kenya, Asante. Israel, Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, Shukra. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.